Now, as I mentioned, I also have turtles. So I thought I would throw a slide in here on some suggestions if you have turtles that spend time outside. The suggestions are going to change depending on what type of turtle or tortoise you have. You'll want to recreate your shelled friend's natural habitat as best as you can, and this is going to change depending on whether you have a forest-dwelling species or a desert-dwelling species. For example, an adult sulcata is not going to be as agile as climbing a fence as a slider, but he will be a better digger. So research is warranted, but some general guidelines are the fencing in that area should be buried 1 to 2 feet down and also at least 2 feet high to prevent climbing. Every year, I see on these Facebook neighborhood pages, people talk about their turtles escaping and everyone's like, what? Your turtle, did he run away? Like, how did your turtle escape? Because they are actually faster than you think they are. And they are escape artists. They will dig under your fence, no matter how good you think you did it. They will climb over it, and they are like toddlers. There is nothing more attractive to them than being able to see something that they can't get to. So if a little red ball catches their eye and it's on the other side of the fence, that fence is no longer a problem. So, you know, fences are suggestions in their mind. So, again, making sure you do what you can to fortify this area to prevent their escape is always a good thing. I found a Herman's tortoise in my neighborhood, and thank God I finally found the owner. But I said, how did he get out? And they said, oh, we had this great outdoor enclosure, and our friends came over to see him and left the gate open. So making sure, you know, if you have gates and stuff like that, making sure that they are always closed. So, again, making sure that they can't get out is important. You'll also want a solid fence, and make sure they're protected from predators like raccoons. Raccoons are also very determined, and turtles make great little snacks, sadly. So make sure that you might need a top to it if your raccoons are going to be, or if your turtles are going to be out overnight. You know, just try and, like I said, it's pretty hard to defeat a determined raccoon, but, you know, keep that in mind when you're looking at things to do. Also, regardless of the kind of turtle you have, you'll want to have a water feature that they can easily get in and out of. Even if you have more of a forest dwelling or a land-based turtle, they do like to spend some time soaking in the water, so make sure that there's a shallow water dish that they can get in and out of. If you have more of an aquatic species that needs deeper water, they're still going to want to be able to get out and bask. So having some rocks or logs or something that they can get out of the water and bask on is great, especially having it south-facing, so they get a lot of that warmth from the sun. Now, having plants in there is also good. There is a great site out there called the Tortoise Table that has all plant recommendations on there, and to prevent the turtles from completely decimating your plants, you can go to like the dollar store and get those wire garbage cans, put them upside down on the plant. That way the plant can grow through it. They get plenty of light, plenty of water, but your turtle can only kind of nibble the ends of it. They can't tear up the whole thing. So also good if you've got bunnies. That's a good technique to use if you've got bunnies you're trying to thwart. All right, so cats. Domestic cats kill 1.3 to 4 billion, that is billion with a B, birds in the U.S. annually, according to an article in Nature Communications. They also kill many other small animals, including mammals and reptiles. And additionally, outdoor cats only have a life expectancy of 2 to 3 years compared to 12 to 15 years for indoor cats. The reduced mortality is due to things like poisoning, vehicle strikes, and predators like coyotes. I know I have coyotes in my neighborhood, and I have cats in my neighborhood, and I just, yeah.